Hi, my name is Rabbi David Pardo, and this is Masechet Taharot. Last time we spoke about the Of HaTahor, the nevela of a would-be kosher bird. Today we're going to talk about the opposite, the nevela of a Ha'of HaTameh, let's say, I don't know, a vulture or something. So here the bird would never be kosher, even if it had a perfectly good shechita. And anyway happens to be a nevela. So our Mishnah sets up all the distinctions between this scenario and the opposite scenario, let's say a chicken. We point our attention to the 22nd chapter of Vayikra, Pasuk 7, Zayin, Nevela trefa lo yuchala tameba, ani Hashem. You shouldn't eat a nevela or a trefa, and we are discussing the an of tameh. So at the outset, we're as opposed to last time when the operative verb in the pasuk was yochal, here it's lo yochal. So all the interesting twists on the nevela that happened for the of tahor that had to do with eating won't happen here. So let's dig right in. Nivata ofa tametzicha machshava v'hechsher. So first off the bat, it requires machshava, requires hechsher. Machshava is when you intend it to be for food, because nevela of tameh wouldn't necessarily think would be for food, but it has to be have the intention in order for all the tumor related things to come into play. You have to have intention that it is for food. V'hechsher, it needs to become wet and be touched by sheretz in order to admit impurity. Unlike the other kinds of of tahor, which was a kazayit, because we were eating it, here's a kibetza. Kibetza is the shear for a food item that is not in play being eaten. V'chatzi pras lifsol et hagvia, requires half a pras in order to render a person's body unfit. So what a pras is a loaf of bread. It's a four-way machlokas tanaim as to how big it is in relation to into a kibetza. So the machlokas rishonim is over which of the tanaim we actually follow. So that's not our issue at hand. But half of a pras lifsol et hagvia, to render the body impure. Ve'in bakazai bebeit habliya. We no tumah is transmitted when you swallow a kazait. If you eat it, you don't require the night to pass, meaning mikvah is sufficient, you don't have to wait until nightfall. And you are also not liable if you bring it to the mikdash, notes the Bar Nura, because sof kol sof, this is a tuma on a rabbinic level, tuma derabanan. And even though we are willing to burn truma over it, which we'll see later, is can be an issue. But ochla, excuse me, I've also finaleya at the truma. Nevertheless, we burn truma over it. Veha ochal eber minachai mimena inosafeg darbaim. Someone who eats eber minachai from it does not receive 40 lashes, and the reason is, even though you are eating Eber Minachai, the mitzvah only applies to kosher food, and since this is a tamid bird, you're not allowed to eat in the first place, then there's no Eber Minachai. And shechita mitaharata, and shechting it does not, like we saw in Mishnah number 1, creates an out for the tumah, doesn't do so here. The Bartner notes that who's shechting exactly a non-kosher bird, so we actually conjure pretty interesting situation. The Gemara Chulin describes, we can't take this statement literally, it has to be a situation where someone, a Jew, is shechting meat for a Ben Noach, and something interesting happens in the shechita process. Often when an animal is shechted, it dies immediately, but its body may continue to twitch and jerk. In the case of twitching and jerking, Jews are allowed to eat the animal. Non-Jews are not. Non-Jews have to wait for proper death. But if a Jew is shechting it, if a Jew is allowed to eat it, we can't say that the non-Jew is, you know, firmer than the Jew. So even if the animal is still twitching, a Jew is allowed to eat it, so the non-Jew is also allowed to eat it. In this scenario, however, it's not the case, because the Jew is not allowed to eat it. So therefore, a non-Jew has to wait until it fully dies. The wings and feathers, they admit purity, impart purity, and they add up. They're considered shomer. The beaks and the claws are exactly like in the previous Mishnah, in the second Mishnah. They are just here for parallelism. If you look at, if we continue Mishnah number 4, Vavehima, Haor, Va'arotev, Va'akifa, Va'alal, Va'atamot, Va'agidim, Va'karnim, Va'tlafim, a lot of vocab words here. The or, the hide, the rotev, the meat juice, the kifa, spices, alal, the meat remnants, ha'atzamot, the bones, ha'gidim, the sinews, ha'karnim, the horns, ha'tlafim, those are the hooves, meat starfin, v'tameh tumat ochalin, aval lo, tumat nevelot. All these things serve to protect the flesh of the animal, skin and the claw and the horns and so forth. So none of these things are actually eaten by themselves, I'm told, but apparently are sometimes eaten together with the animal. I've never myself enjoyed horns, but please write to me, let me know if you've had some yourself. So none of these things impart purity on their own, but they are mitzrafin l'tametumat ochalin. They combine to animal flesh to kick it up to a shear. Avalo tuma nevelot. Nevela, of course, is a mitzvah that has more to do with the carcass, which is explicitly mentioned in the pasuk in the 11th chapter of Vayikra, pasuk 39, has to do with touching the carcass, their actual flesh, and should not apply to the shomer, i.e., all of the things that we just listed. Kayotzebo, hearkening back to our previous wild case where a Jew is shechting something for a non-Jew, a shochet behimat me'ala nochri behi mefarkeset. So you shecht a behema for your non-Jewish friend, and it is dead. It is certainly shechted, but it is continuing to twitch and jerk. So what's the case? So what's the deal? Metamet tumat ochalin. So first of all, it imparts food impurity, because even though it's not food for you, it's food for him, and that's enough machshava. So it can impart food impurity. Aval lo tumat nevelot, but doesn't impart the tuma of nevela ad shetamut o ad sheyatiz et rosha. It's not considered a nevela for our purposes until it is full dead, meaning not twitching or jerking anymore, or if you cut off its head, which is sufficient. Riba latamet tumat ochalin, mimashe riba latamet tumat nevelot. The Torah assigns more tumat ochalin overall than tumat nevelot. Test case, our past couple cases. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you tomorrow.